when we recall what was read earlier, that concerning David, they said, a man after my own heart. And we see the perfection in the Lord Jesus, because the end of the verse says, he shall fulfill all my will. There is no man who has ever lived here who has ever fulfilled all of God's will. So when we think of him as the one chosen of God, we also can consider what is written in Psalm 18, the first verse. It is a prayer made to the shepherd of Israel, but that one also came, because he was spoken of there as being between the cherubims. So I think as we look at these scriptures, we can see how they relate to the Lord Jesus. This man, David, was both shepherd and he was king. And the same is true of the Lord Jesus. He is the good shepherd, chief shepherd, great shepherd. He is also king.
And we see in the way he was described in verse 11, his person and his work. He's the eighth. A man after a different order, the second man, the Lord out of heaven, introducing a new beginning, a new order of things. He's the eighth. That's his person and his function. He takes care of the sheep, of his father's sheep. What a contrast between him and Saul, who is taking care of his father's donkey. He could not even keep them. He lost them. But David is the one who is known. That's his heart. I seek and save. He is the true shepherd.
You might think, Emil, I was thinking, what is the eighth connected with the Lord in light of the New Testament? He was circumcised on the eighth day. And you might say, God has introduced a new man that earth and the universe were never familiar with. It was a man who lived exactly how men ought to live before God. When you go to Transfiguration Mountain in the Gospel of Luke, he brings the thought that that scene was taking place through the eighth day. He's going to introduce a new order of things. We are familiar with this order that is full of corruption and violence.
This order.
This order, yes. But Christ, when he comes to rule supreme, although the day of manifestation we'll see it later on, that he's going to introduce a new order, a new rule that the world was never familiar with. And the last thing that I thought, Brother Dave, when you mentioned the company, the eighth day in relationship to the company, he introduces a new company. Yeah. It is no longer Israel. It is no longer those that have the law have been given to them. But it's a new company that Christ has secured. And you might say the way that God chose his king, that new company God has chose even before the foundation of the world. So we have heard that this is one line, and the second line, the brethren touch on it twice, and let's just follow it in that order. He was, in some translations, says the keeper, but he is feeding. And I'm wondering if we can somehow follow the ministry of the Lord in light of New Testament of how he fed. Even in his life here, he was available to sit, to make company sit, and him to provide food for them.
Brother John, are you looking for examples in the Gospels?
It would be wonderful.
Well, the first that comes to mind is when he gave his Sermon on the Mount, and he had those multitudes hearing those words of truth, and he was feeding the sheep. Later on, we find him with over 5,000, and he not only feeds them with fish and bread, but he feeds them spiritual food first, and he's feeding the sheep. In many cases, he had just the 12 with him, and he fed them as well. So he spoke the word of God to them. He revealed what the Old Testament has to say about himself. And he fed them in that all these ways. There's many examples.
Yeah, I think in John's Gospel, chapter 6, when the Lord Jesus feeds the multitude, it says they would come and make him king by force. And he, and Mark's account, he says he gets the disciples and he pushes them aggressively into the boat because perhaps they were being caught up in the mob mentality that we're going to vote this man as king. But you know, the Lord Jesus would not receive the kingdom by the hand of man, but from the Father. But you do see that aspect, the feature of the king. He feeds the sheep. He saw with compassion as sheep without a shepherd, because the shepherding you see in the Old Testament was really the idea is feeding. He feeds them, cares for them. And that was the true king of Israel, is that he looks after the sheep. Saul, contrary, the Spirit of God through Samuel says, he'll take from you. You know, he'll take your sons. He'll take your daughters. He'll impose heavy taxes and burdens upon you. But the true king of Israel, he'll feed the sheep.
It's amazing that this shepherd does not care just for the collective. But before John chapter 6 comes John chapter 3, Nicodemus that comes to him by night because he was afraid. And the Lord is that wonderful shepherd. He's taking him. And on one-on-one, and kind of like takes him all the way to make him a disciple. The chapter after that, in John chapter 4, a Samaritan woman that is definitely astray and living a lifestyle that is dishonoring God, dishonoring, and she is also hiding. The Lord Jesus, as that wonderful shepherd, is sending all the disciples away to meet one-on-one with this woman. And so on and so forth. Not just the collective, but also the individual. One-on-one.
I was also two contrasts in John 6. One, the manna, as opposed to what he is given as a true bread. And we have what Moses gave as opposed to what he is given as the bread out of heaven, or bread of God. In John 6, verse 30.
I just wanted to ask a question as to the feeding. We mention on the eighth day, and we see even into the future, because you mentioned, David, as to the millennium. Today we have on the first day of the week, which is the eighth day, so we have that example. With the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a tangible thing in that he fed the 5,000. That was true. It's a tangible thing that I can see. Now, how does he feed us today? Because he's not here to give us bread and fish. So how do I now make the connection with us today as to how he feeds us? Because I believe if we don't touch a little bit on that, then we miss the spiritual import of what it means that he's feeding us today.